Phil Hendry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, The Phil Hendry Show. What is the Gothic movement? We've been hearing an awful lot about Gothic. And, you know, down through the years, a variety of lifestyles chosen or not by young people. Some of it represents a taste in music, perhaps a taste in a philosophy or a political philosophy, whether you're a rocker, you're a mod, or you're a greaser, or you're a surfer, or you're a raver, or you're goth, or whatever it's been. These are terms that some people may not completely recognize. We have a high school student on the line with us, and, of course, this is a term, it's a word, it's a representative of a certain subcultural predilection that the young people have, Gothic, that we've heard an awful lot about. What is Gothic, being goth? We have a high school junior on the line from Chatsworth High. R.C. Collins is joining us to talk about the goth movement or the Gothic movement. Can I ask you, R.C., are you Gothic? Are you somebody that, you know, subscribes to that?
Well, so that was quite an introduction. I don't know what I'm supposed to say now. I am goth. I have been for a long time. There are a lot of kids that was not gothic, but there's a lot of kids that I know that I hang out with at Chatsworth and other schools, too. And
so you are?
Well, when you say you are, I mean, yeah, I've been goth for a long time. I think that what's come out of the very tragic events in Colorado is that now a lot of kids that don't know about it want to be goth, and a lot of kids that was goth, you know, and there were not that many of us, now get identified as being bad.
And well, tell me, I mean, to be gothic is not necessarily to be bad, right?
No, it's not. I'm not going to go shoot nobody, and nobody I know would want to go shoot nobody. But now, because of them dorks in Colorado, now they think I'm going to go shoot nobody, which I would not do.
And so gothic is not violent?
No, it's not violent. I mean, that's so lame. That's the way that the media has portrayed us.
And is it a movement? Is it?
Well, I don't know what you mean by a movement.
Well, I mean, to be gothic, is it part of a philosophy?
No, it's not a philosophy. I mean, it's the way you dress and the way you just look at stuff. I mean, the only movement I know about is when I wake up in the morning, I get a movement then, but I'm not into, you know.
All right, I understand that, but it's not a philosophy.
No, it's not a. Really, my whole trip with goth, well, I was introduced to it because I was into Satan for a while on account of I had a bad kidney. I was raised in a Christian house, but I got a bad congenital kidney disease, and so I prayed to Satan because Jesus would not help me get a kidney.
And so it started out with a religious thing?
It started out pretty much religious. And then I just liked the clothing. I liked the mood. I liked sort of the statement. I was into The Cure. I was into Depeche Mode. A lot of different goth bands. And then gradually, you know, some of my friends would be into it.
Tell me about your clothing. I mean, you talk about dressing goth.
Well, you know, it's basically I've got black hair. I dyed my hair black. I wear a cape and a hood. And I carry a staff or a scepter with me at school. Sometimes I affect black tights and black knee boots.
All right, you're wearing a cape with a hood?
Cape and a hood. Sometimes the goth look is, you know, with a top hat. And
so that's like a black top hat.
Yeah, black top hat. I put on eyeliner and black lipstick, too. And I carry a scepter or a staff as a way of sort of plotting and showing a sort of philosophy that I'm very much into. The darker, moodier aspects of philosophies. I studied up on the Druids. I studied up on a lot of stuff. Because it's just interesting to me. But it's not...
It's not a religion, right? When you say the Druids, that was an early religious cult in Ireland.
No, it's not really religious. But it is very, very much a statement of my mood and the way that I view stuff and the way that I view stuff. There's a lot of kids, like, I'll do sacrifice, like, my life to the god of goth. And
the god of goth.
Yeah. Like for instance.
Well, what do you do when you're what do you wear during gym class, for instance?
Well, I change into my gym clothes, but I still wear the cape and carry the staff. So that.
No, wait. When you're in, like, you go to Chatsworth, you're in PE.
Yeah.
All right. So you change. Now you come to school wearing a cape and a hood.
Yeah, but I play basketball too, on the team. And
when you change into your gym clothes to play basketball, you're in your gym clothes?
I'm in my gym clothes with the cape and hood.
So you're in a pair of shorts with basketball sneakers with a cape and a hood?
Yeah. I go to the hoop in my cape. A lot of people like to see me go to the hoop in my cape. A lot of people like to see me go take it to the hole in my cape. It's just, it's a...
Does the coach allow you to take it to the hole in your cape? I mean, to use your,
When I slam the ball home, it's really cool because the cape billows behind, you know, and a lot of the kids, you know, they call me ARC or whatever, they're goth ball. We play goth ball, you know, goth ball.
Goth ball.
Right. But when I take it to the hole with the cape billowing behind me, it's bitching. It's just bitching.
So your coach, in other words, what I'm trying to get to here, RC, and I got to take a break, is that your teachers there are not overly concerned.
No, they're not overly. My coach lets me take it to the hole, you know, or he lets me, you know, I'll lead a fast break in the cape. I'll tell you right now, I wear a pair of shorts, you know, I got some fats. And I do have my basketball uniform, but on a fast break with a cape billowing behind me, it don't get better than that. I got my cape on, and I'm screaming, give me the rock, Motard. It's beautiful.
And all right, take a break here. Take a breath here, R.C. R.C. Collins, student of Chatsworth, talking about gothic, what it is to be gothic, the gothic movement. He wears gothic clothing to high school, a cape and a hood. He carries a scepter or a staff. And interesting enough, when he's in P.E., he also wears the cape. So that tells me that the teachers are not all that concerned. We'll take a break. It's the Phil Hendry Show, KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The Phil Hendry Show here. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. We're talking to a high school junior here from Southern California who describes himself as a goth or someone who's into the gothic fad or gothic trend or gothic mode or gothic, whatever you want to call it. And we are talking about that in light of the fact that some of these kids supposedly or allegedly involved in what happened in Colorado were themselves goth. And we've talked to a few over the last couple of days. This is a young man who's been pretty much into the goth thing for a few years. If you are or you know someone who is, you might want to give us a call here tonight at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. We're trying to figure this thing out. So essentially, it's not an evil movement, right?
No, it's not an evil movement, although it is based and rooted in many of the darker modalities. As I said, Phil, earlier, I enjoy it because it is a throwback and uses as a touchstone, if you will, the Druid philosophies, some of the darker sorcery or Wicca philosophies of Europe.
Now, you dress, though, in black, not for any religious purpose.
No. Again, we utilize a lot of the Druid and Wicca philosophies as a touchstone, but it's really more just a statement of a kind of embracing, if you will, of a darker period and a darker philosophy. But it is hopeful. But, you know, a lot of this stuff doesn't make any sense or whatever. I just do it because I think the clothes are bitching and because I just think it's bitching.
All right, now what are some of the bands you said you were into?
One of the things, as a goth, I enjoy certain movies. You're mentioning bands like I like The Cure, I like Depeche Mode. Edward Scissorhands, I've seen that 4 times, okay? Because...
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why have you seen Edward Scissorhands 4 times? 4 times, because he wore the...
Yeah, because he was goth. He had the very dark clothing, and he had bleached-out skin. And it's kind of the unofficial movie of the goth, or the gothic, of the goth peoples. And so we see that movie. Benny and June, anything with Johnny Depp. Ed had a kicking. You know, I just think that.
Wait, Ed who?
Ed Scissorhands. Okay.
Oh, Ed. All right. Ed Scissorhands is a movie. What's another good goth film?
Batman is very cool. Many of the darker Tim Burton pieces are very cool. Blue Velvet is pretty bitchin'. I don't know, Twin Peaks, some of the reruns of that is pretty bitchin'. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, all of these things feed into, you know, the goth thing. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, so this is all. Now, I wanted to get back to what you wear. As opposed to, you know, movies or anything like that. You mentioned Depeche Mode, you mentioned The Cure, you mentioned some of these movies. You wear a cape?
Basically, the goth uniform is the cape with the hood, a scepter or a staff. Generally, the cape, it's actually a cloak, it's not really a cape, but generally that's the statement. And you wear it wherever, okay? I wear it playing basketball, I've worn it around, you know, I wear it on dates, I like to wear it. You know, a lot of times, because mine's velvet, purple on the inside, black on the outside. I wear my cape just about everywhere because it is a statement of what's going on. Babysitting jobs.
People, you have babysitting jobs.
Yeah.
And when you show up for the babysitting job, you're wearing a cape?
Yeah, a lot of times, or I'll have it packed, and, you know, when the parents leave and I'm babysitting the kid, I'll break the cape out. Or I'll break it out. It's a lot of stuff. I've got an R and a C embroidered on the back because that's my nickname. Okay? So there's a lot of stuff like that.
All right. Now, you were talking about being goth means you were there long before anybody else. Do you think there are wannabe goth-type people now?
Oh, yeah, because of the thing what happened down in Colorado because of them guys what shot the people. There's a lot of people now want to be goth. They're Johnny-come-lately bandwagon jumpers. They don't know what it's all about. And they just want to be goth because they think it's bitchin'. Those guys that was in the trench coats is nothing. The goth thing's not about trench coats. It's just about being goth. And,
all right, so you're wearing your cape when you're on babysitting jobs. You said that you wear it playing basketball. In other words, it's a statement of who you are. You're wearing it out in the world, right? I mean, do you ever affect any other normal kind of clothing?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got to wear normal clothing. I got a job part-time when I do some deliveries for a pharmacy. That I drive deliveries to the old ladies' houses, or I drive medicine over to the old people house. When I go to old people house, sometimes I got the cape on. I also scoop cones at Baskin Robbins, and I wear the cape there. So there's a variety of places where I'll wear the cape. And it's bitchin', it's kind of weird scooping cones with the cape. But
so you're wearing your cape at Baskin Robbins and delivering medicine to old people.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's just, I'm comfortable. The cape falls into the freezer a lot, in the cones and everything. It's a tough one. But I got to tell you something, Phil. I'm not no Johnny come lately, and I'm not no being after I seen what the guy done when he shot them people. That I put on my cape after that. I've been that way my whole time. I had to get my cape dry cleaned because I was having all kinds of vanilla on it and everything else. It's just what happens.
All right, we're talking to R.C. Collins. You're telling me some interesting, weird stories here about being gothic and maintaining the lifestyle and all of this stuff. He is a junior at Chatsworth High School. He's talking about the bands that he's into, Cure and Depeche Mode, some of the movies that gothic kids are into, Batman. He mentioned Nightmare Before Christmas.
And you can't watch the sherbet out of velvet either when you get it onto the ice cream.
Yeah, I know, because you say you've got a part-time job scooping cones at Baskin Robbins.
Right.
Wearing a cape and a hood.
Right.
And, all right, so you're wearing, you said you wear black tights?
Yeah, you wear the black tights and the cape. Although I don't wear the tights around because I would look gay. But when I could blow over at the Man's Chinese and stuff like that for the Star Wars thing and stuff like that.
Okay. Also, you mentioned being into films, and I mentioned some of those movies, and you wear the cape playing basketball because it looks cool billowing in the breeze while you're going to the hole for a jam.
Right.
Okay, kid. hold the line. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. We're talking to R.C. Collins.
You ought to see it when I'm, not to interrupt you, Phil, but you ought to see when I'm playing football and I make a break, I get out in the flat and I run a post pattern, the tape's going behind me, it's so bitchin'. And the thing is,
what do you mean when you're running for a touchdown?
Yeah, I do a breakaway. I put a move on the cornerback, break to the sideline, then run a clear post pattern, and it's billowing in the background.
Jesus.
I pull the cape up to the sides with my hands, you know, like I'm a bat, and the ball.
Yeah, where is the ball?
Oh, that's a good point.
All right, 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Talking to R.C. Collins about being gothic. Where do you hold that ball, man?
I got under my chin, you know, and I got the cape all pulled out. It's bitching.
And anyway, we'll take a break here. 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI, LA County. Dave Jerrine in the KFI Traffic Center.